you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Just a couple of things that I think hopefully will be interesting. Again, building on what I talked about last week about discernment, I want my kids to have discernment. Again, the idea of through separating. In other words, there was the one passage I mentioned about separating right and wrong, good and evil. I mentioned often the Thunderbolts Project, and I watched one, Mount Origami, More Proof of Plasma Winds. And I suggest it's a delightful watch. The gentleman, Andrew Hall, that does this, he was a little, you might say, snarky or whatever in this one. It was an interesting presentation because he calls out the fallacy of the institutionalized science and the inability to see the obvious. And you cannot point to the obvious when your paycheck or your title or whatnot depends on it. Yeah, I get reminded of they preach, but they do not practice. Kind of, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Jesus obviously called out religious leadership. He's using science to call out scientists. there was a lot of interesting things, and of course the science of it, the way effectively the molten earth was moved around and things of that nature, and the other aspect, the significant impact of really high speed wind, wind can do a lot of damage. And, you know, you see damage from like tornadoes and whatnot where just some tremendous things are thrown through other things. And it's just amazing. Amplify that by, you know, at several orders of magnitude. And it's kind of like, well, you're going to have an impact. And you're going to do things like, oh, I don't know, generate mountains, which is exactly what he goes into. And it's marvelous because this erosion idea makes absolutely no sense. Again, points out the obvious. If you say, oh, look, this mountain exists because of erosion. Yeah, erosion would, you know, give you the rounded edges and would shrink things and so forth. But mountains have the peaks. Where do you get the peaks? If things eroded. Anyway, he goes through a lot of those things, and it's delightful, so I highly recommend it. And of course, I put it on kozlanska.org because I do think it's something that is useful. So, and again, it gives you this idea of discernment. Gee, where have I heard that? And by the way, I got a postcard. This went to Zadok. Zadok, my son. I so very much want to know about the man you are becoming, love, Dad. You know, I sent this to him a while back, and it's kind of like, I have no idea. You know, because again, last time I had an interaction with Zadok, I was holding him in my arms asleep, put him in a car seat, unknowing that I wouldn't see him again. Let me see, where do we see love in that? I guess we don't. What do you see? Obedience to Christ? No, we don't do that. That doesn't matter. But it was kind of ironic because today I sent my postcard to Walter. So I wrote the card, went out to the mailbox, put it in there, and that's when I got the card to Zadok. So it's kind of like, okay. I wrote him, I responded to a parody of an Apple commercial about slavery. It is online at today's voicemail. Today's voicemail. It includes a photo of a kid slave. I wonder about my own kids. Love, Dad. Well, you may be aware. I don't know. Again, I don't know about broadcast television or things of that nature. I have no idea. Or what it's like on... I don't know. If things like Netflix or whatever... has the ads or I don't know. But Apple put out a commercial called Mother Nature Needs a Status Report. And And this was put out on September 12th. And I watched it because there was a few things said somewhere about it. And it was really ridiculous because, boy, is it politically correct. I mean, the diversity in the crowd and so forth. You know, we talk about a slightly overweight black woman at playing the part of Mother Nature and the variety of other people, women, men, and so forth, in the assumption the board of directors kind of meeting or something of that nature. And the one white guy who runs the thing, which I thought, okay, well, you have it. You're not completely politically correct. But anyway, but I found it stupid. And I kind of, you know, I downloaded it. I said, okay, that's really stupid and time to ignore it. But there's a group called, what are they called? Free the People. Been around for a few years. And I actually found a video from them not too long ago that was, I thought, quite good. And they have a series that I need to make available on. It explains wokeness. It's superb. It really is superb. It really is excellent. But they did a parody, and they simply called it Mother Nature Parody. And what they did is they took that commercial, and because you have a bunch of people sitting in a room, what they did is they took a room that had, well, not all that different. Well, not all of it the same, but set people, and then when they, because in the original commercial, they're, you know, switching from one person to another, and they simply switch from one person to another, except they added two new people. And, you know, what they had is people standing behind them that you don't see their face and whatnot. So it gives you the connotation that it's part of the same meeting. And then they splice the commercial, the various things that were said. Superb. Really, really superb. I mean, can I emphasize this was superb? Because they took a very serious matter. Their title is Apple Fights Climate Change with Child Labor. And, you know, I found it fascinating because I just checked on it. Apparently, YouTube has added the link, you know, because they will put links on for fact checking. There's now a link, which wasn't there before, on the UN statement about climate change. It's kind of like, it's, you know, because it's a way of saying this isn't credible. It's parody, but beyond that, you know, climate change has credibility issues. But it was fascinating. And so one of the things that I found is the Apple videos has about 4 million views, and they turned off the comments. And I think I know why. Because the flack they would get for this, because it is outrageous. It really is outrageous. The parody, it's only, you know, they don't have the market. They have about 1,500 views when I checked. And I put a comment on. And it's still there, which surprised me. You know, I was surprised that Apple didn't. The modern day slavery on YouTube has about 10 views. On BitChute, I have 430, but I would suggest about 300 of those are, at least 300 are not real. So maybe 100, probably not. But anyway, I have anyway, not much of an audience. But the point is, I did that. And I wrote, well, okay, my comment on the video is, well done in making the point. At the 5-minute, 43-second point, of modern-day slavery from cocoa to sex, offering a fighting chance for some, you can see an image of one of the mentioned kids. However, this one is not a joke. And what I have for you today, on my links there, you'll see the one image of child minors. That is the image I used in the modern-day slavery video. So the parody talks about, about mining cobalt and that we use child labor and things of that nature. And because they took a clip of where Apple had one of their people there say 98% or something of that nature. And they use that by, we need to increase our production by, and then they switched to the guy, 98%. And so then they went back to the literal comic, a comedian. And he said, okay, well, that means we'll have to get in about 40,000 more child labor workers. And he says, it's going to be hard to get that number, but I'll go to the child traffickers and we'll get them. And, did it with a straight face and whatnot. It was well done because it happens. And, the picture I give you is not of a comedic idea. That's a child mining cobalt. And you can find bunches and bunches of these things. But the other thing that was fascinating is I talked with Chris on this. Because one of the issues, and I've been quite aware of this, but we went on this because we've been discussing this for a bit. Talk about the slavery issue, cocoa slavery and things of that nature. And it's true with cobalt. It's true some other kind of mines, including not. There's something else that is mined. I can't think of what it is, and it's done often by. They have the industrial mines with the big equipment and so forth, which doesn't have the impact on the labor force. And often these mines, especially in Africa, are abandoned. And the abandoned mines, frequently what happens is people with a very limited income will go there and start mining by hand in order to make a living. And, the issue is when you mine something that's not toxic, there's some reasonable thing. I've mentioned before, in India, there are very poor communities that are not mining, but basically, well, sort of mining, mica. And the issue there is they are getting paid. They are doing it voluntarily in the sense that a family will go out there and often they'll bring their kids and whatnot to pick up this mica and they sell it. And they make maybe a dollar a day. But again, a dollar a day here and a dollar a day there are two different things. So it's not an equal comparison. So it's not slavery in that sense. It's a low pay and things of that nature. But it is also arguably entrepreneurship or survival. In the case of cobalt, here's an interesting dynamic to it. Because just like the cocoa slavery issue, there are those that are truly abject slavery. There are those that are indeed farmers doing, on their own farms, especially, family farms and whatnot, which is completely normal, fine. There are those that are low paid with labor and things of that nature, which, unfortunately low paid. Well, it's paid labor. And then there are those that are sold, people who are literally sold, captured, whatever, enslaved. So it's a spectrum. And the assumption that they're all that way is not true. But the issue is there's a huge number in the cocoa industry, a large percentage. And of course, the way that this is often done, as the guy who did the the Coco video, The Dark Side of Chocolate, and the follow-ups, the two follow-ups, those show how, you know, there's an effort made to say, okay, we're going to stop the slavery issue, and they have, they set up, here is a model for people to come and see, but, you know, the rest of it, don't look over there. No, don't look over there. Just look over here, and you can see we're doing things. The other 98% or whatever, no, we're ignoring them. But in the case of cobalt, the issue is it's toxic. So there is the question, and we were discussing it today. Your family, you have an opportunity to say, okay, especially this is an abandoned area, and I don't think this is true in this case. Well, the things that I've seen, the documentaries that you can find about this, it's not a family doing the entrepreneurship as it's done with whatever that is. It's not diamonds. It's something else. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, it's not that kind of entrepreneurship. It is, we are being forced into this often, and our kids have to do this. And the issue is it's destroying our kids. Now, the question is, I don't believe we, in foreign land, have any authority whatsoever to say, don't do that. I can't say, we agree. We can't go to a dad who is the authority in his family and he says, you cannot put your kid into this cobalt mine. But, because that's their business. It's because it's not being enslaved, probably. It might be, depending upon, again. But the issue is, if it's done by a family, there's no... And even if it is enslavement, I don't have the authority as an American to go to the Congo and impose myself. But there's the other side of the coin. Who are the users? One of the number one users? Well, obviously Apple, Tesla... because these are cobalt used for batteries and others like that. Huge amounts of cobalt. And obviously Tesla will use it in a larger quantity per vehicle, but I think you're making a whole lot more iPhones than you are making Tesla cars. But so I don't know where the actual numbers are. But either way, they're both large users. And they are getting this cobalt. And to what degree do they... say, no, I will not buy from slave labor or places where they put kids into a toxic environment. To varying degrees, they may do the marketing in order to say, we're going to give you the appearance that we do this, but the question is the reality. And, from some research I've done, there is no reality. There's a facade, but there's no reality because look at the number of people who are still doing this. But the question now comes is, what is my responsibility? As a consumer, I can decide personally not to consume a product from a company that does these things or acquires these things. They kind of have the standoff in the sense that they buy from a provider the cobalt. And it's the provider that does the foul things. So they don't directly do it. But obviously when you deal at this scale, this is clear. And this is the same issue I talk about with Nestle. So therefore, I will, the irony is I'm recording this video on an iPad. I didn't buy the iPad. The iPad was provided to me for the Rapid On-Site project. But I don't have an iPhone. And I don't have a cell phone. Or I don't have an active cell phone. And because, I'm sorry, I don't want to do that. I don't want to endorse those things, plus the tracking on all those other things. But in the same way, I don't buy a Nestle product. I don't buy a Mars product, even though there's a factory and a whole bunch of jobs right here in Cleveland, Tennessee that are because we have a huge factory. Half the M&Ms in the United States are made, again, 2 miles down the road. So I can make the decision not to buy that product. I can proclaim that. But there is no authorization by God to me to impose. You cannot. And I think that's important. I really think that's important. So I can proclaim, you're buying an iPhone? The Mother Nature parody is worth considering. The modern day slavery video, even more so. And look at that kid and think of that kid when you have your iPhone in your hand. I think that's vital. Anyway, it is an interesting dynamic, and I won't get ridiculous. Lots of other things, but I won't go into that. This group that did the parody, Free the People, they have some interesting stuff. And again, the stuff on wokeness is really good. It's really good. There was the one, and I just saw it briefly, the comedian who is in this, did a bit where he said, I'm a pro-life, do an abortion joke, something of that nature. And I watched it. I don't remember the details. But he said, I used to be pro-choice and now I'm pro-life. And what I respect is someone who has a public persona. He's a comedian. That's his livelihood. To actually state that, I used to be pro-choice, now I'm pro-life. That is a remarkable thing to say. You know, because a willingness to say, I was wrong. It's phenomenal. Anyway, lots of other things, but I wanted to enjoy the video, the Mother Nature parody. It's really good. And remember the little boy. Little boy. Wait a minute. I used to have little boys. Are they little anymore? I don't know. I haven't seen my little boys in a decade. You know, in a very real way, this guy in Congo with his shovel that you have the picture of, what's the difference between him, Walter Zadok? In a very real way, my kids have been enslaved. By who? My wife, their grandfather, the institutional church leadership, who says, no, what the Lord says and what we say are different. Trust in the state with all your heart. And that's where their allegiance is. Because the almighty dollar is almighty, isn't it? I trust the Lord. And I'm trying to reconcile my family. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.